Welcome to episode 25 of This One's for the Working Mama, bringing you the right type of distraction for your daily commute. Join in the movement of working moms who own their choice to work and strive to achieve a life with their soul on fire. Make a conscious effort to fill your daily drive with truth and wisdom that can abolish the working mom guilt for good and find community. I'm Katie Alexander, and this is your 8-Minute Devotion. This is episode 25 in a 31-part series diving into the book of Proverbs. Episode 25, Beyond Comprehension. Super Tuesday is behind us. All the ads rolled in. The debates were heated. Some people sent in their ballot and others lined up to step inside a booth and cast their greatest civil liberty, their vote. I'd argue that in my lifetime, never has a country been so divided or politics been so polarizing. I've sat around tables with family, friends, fellow Christians, and heard comments like, "I just don't see how a Christian can vote for X." Only for another person to follow that comment with the disbelief that a Christian could vote for the other guy. And sometimes I'm guilty of thinking or saying those words as well, because this world we live in, it tells us that we have to believe one way or the other. This world also points to science and the definite. It wants the explained. It seeks evidence. Everyone is in search of the unknown. Scientists set out to disprove everything the Bible says about our creation and existence, and now they're trying to tell us some other lies. Scientists point to a belief that our world is warming at a rapid pace, which might be true, but they don't understand the source or who's in control of that. Scientists tell us we must do something about this, as if we have the power to change it. Then insert the panic and the rush to stop the ice caps from melting, and let's deploy all our resources to back further scientific understanding of this phenomenon. As much of a hot election topic, no pun intended, as global warming has been, even that is taking a backstage on the news because we have a new story, the rapid spread of the coronavirus. Where did it come from? Where is it headed next? How do we cure it? How do we stop it? And how can we know more? And pretty soon, we are found a chaotic, anxious mess of humanity in search of what lies beyond our comprehension. We buy out surgical masks on Amazon, and then we shy away from those wearing those masks as if they are carrying the plague rather than just trying to prevent it. We turn to our government, our president, to answer a health crisis when he is the least likely qualified person to discuss public health. We place too much hope and security in truths that the world can offer us. Quick answers, vaccines, cures, evidence. I'm not saying the coronavirus is not dangerous or that we shouldn't take precautions. I'm talking about the heart issue of how we fall into the anxiety that the world feeds us on a platter. But the gift that is wrapped up in Proverbs 25 is the reminder that some things are for God to know and us to trust Him. He conceals things that science tries to uncover, and I believe He does this out of wisdom and for our benefit. When we seek our own truth instead of His truth, we jump to conclusions that the Proverbs warn us to avoid. The prominent theme of Proverbs 25 is that we should have the type of self-control that doesn't set us on a path to know all things, that doesn't worry about what we think may happen, and the type of self-control that knows when enough is enough. It is the same self-control that stops us from putting too much confidence in an unreliable person, such as an elected official. It doesn't matter who the candidate is, what party they represent, where their faith lies. Putting too much confidence in any man or woman will only let you down. The President of the United States, for example, should not be where your hope and security lies, in the same way that science does not hold all of the answers to our world and our future. We can rest every hope on the shoulders of humanity to lead us to the cure of a virus claiming the lives of some and infecting many, but we can't stop the polar ice caps from melting. There is one truth we can rest on when it comes to considering this world, and that truth is, it is fallen. The ruler of this world is Satan, according to John 12:31. But we know how this story ends. God will throw him into a lake of fire and reign victorious. But until that day, we have to exercise our self-control. Self-control to redirect our hope and faith in the God who has the power to overturn the darkness. This doesn't mean that bad things don't happen to good people, but nothing we can worry about will stop it or change the outcome. The good news, though, the hope, can be found in remembering that isn't this exactly what we have been preparing for? We have been growing, feeding, and exercising our faith muscle for the uncertain times. It's when we have no plan, can make no prediction, can't stop an epidemic, that faith is at its finest. We rest on it, and we find comfort in knowing we don't have to know how God will choose to reveal himself and work in this for his good. But we can be assured he absolutely will. Finish strong today and read through the rest of Proverbs 25, considering the truths in light of this chaotic world. Find new peace and steady ground in the faith and certainty of our God. And follow along as we continue with these 31 days in the Proverbs. You won't be disappointed.